Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, it's International Podcast Day.
Yeah, it's a day for everything. They just make up stuff as they go along. I'm just over it at this point.
Once I saw that International Podcast Day was coming up, I reached out to my partner in crime here and asked her if she would like to join me for a special episode for you people. And this is one that I put out the social media post already, basically telling people to make sure they subscribe so they're able to get the episode, able to catch when it comes out, because I want to see who's a true listener to the Mac and T Show. So I'm not going to tell you when exactly it drops. I'm just going to tell you it's coming. And I want to see if you're going to listen. And we're going to see that on International Podcast Day. I might get my feelings hurt, but that's okay. We're going to persevere. We're going to move on. So, what's on our docket today? Where is my list? As I've just taken it down, I guess. Okay. Yes. We're coming right out the box with a story that has been kind of breaking out there since he was relieved of his duties, or he was able to resign, or whatever the wording was back when it happened. But ex-Florida Gators women's basketball coach Cameron Neubauer has been hit with a few abuse allegations from some former players of his. I'll let you kind of take the wing on this. And we'll just kind of go through it together since, you know, this is your...
But he was out of control. Like, Brian being nice about it, it wasn't... He was abusive. He was like a bully. A harasser. Like, it's so many things that should have or could have happened, obviously. But the adults in the situation didn't act like adults. They just let him continue with poor behavior and mistreating. And I don't care that if they 18 or 21, you still a child. And you your parents' child, I'm my mama's child, and I'm well over 21. But in that situation, you know, an 18-year-old ain't gonna say nothing if the coach throw a ball at their head or cursing them out or provoking them. Like, well, he said something like poking them in the chest until they cry, finding a reason to throw them out of practice. And he told one person he didn't care about them outside of basketball. And this ain't allegedly. This is what the alligator reported. hold on, let me find some more. I mean, he talked crazy to the strength and conditioning coaches, to some of the assistant coaches. And nobody found some courage. They were like the cowardly lion in the Wiz.
That's what
they
you
didn't
and
find
I
were, no courage.
We were talking about this the other day. We were both, I know you had brought it up, and I really agree with you wholeheartedly. The other assistant coaches should have stepped up. I mean, they're all adults, and you know, there's this fear of losing your job, and if you say something, and you may not get another job in the profession, you know, because people won't hire you. But at the end of the day, if people won't hire you because you stepped up and did the right thing in a situation like this, then
do you want to work for them?
Exactly. Why would you want to work for those people in the first place?
This mother says she saw her child was kind of different, you know, when she came home. And stress will exacerbate some acne. Now, I guess not all, but I mean, stress can make us all, like all of our hair fall out. You know, some people don't got to that point of stress. She said, you know how you hear about people in an abusive relationship and how they're broken and they're almost a shell? He broke my child. She was truly broken and he beat her down. And she didn't want me to say anything because she thought it would get worse. Now, how bad could it be? Now, my mama wouldn't have cared about me. I do know this. She wouldn't have cared about me saying don't do it. I got a strong intuition that she would have drove down there and would have had some words. And if I had had to go home with her, that's what would have had to been. But I just don't see how you just let them stay in that situation. It's one thing if this is a romantic situation where you probably can't get them away from, like if it was a romantic partner situation, because if they in love or whatever it is, and it's unhealthy, they're going to do whatever. But this, nah. And again, these coaches, I don't care. I know one of them. You ought to be ashamed. Because if you would let this happen and didn't band together, if you were scared to do it on your own, how did none of y'all go to the president and say, hey, this is what's going down? All of y'all knew it. Was this not being recorded in practice?
Exactly.
Was this not being recorded? And if not, who couldn't? Brian, how many phones be sitting on that scores table? You know, when the manager, whoever running the clock or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sit that phone up and you push record. He too busy harassing people to even notice.
I just love the school and the administrators and the people who have commented on the situation. Not his allegations, because they have no comment on that, but as far as him being let go, I mean, they make it seem like, you know, and with good reason, because his record was 46-71, and just they make it seem like basically he just wasn't working out. And there was personal reasons for his departure. So well, they just wipe it under the rug as well.
Well, according to the president, he said, they take responsibility. We as a department have a responsibility to provide our student athlete leadership for their particular programs, their sports. We are going to provide them the best atmosphere possible, and we failed in this situation. And ultimately, that's my responsibility for the culture of this department. And he's saying he take full responsibility. Had I been aware of everything at the time he resigned, who let this go through in there and fix it? We made the contract extension, I never would have done the contract extension. And that I can't read. It says at the time he signed I don't know who let this go as a editor, but this is a student newspaper. I thought things were moving in a certain direction. Obviously, we didn't pick up signs and clues. Who didn't pick them up? Again, adults. Y'all should have went to this man. And then Strickland couldn't, because I don't know that they didn't. But if they did, he lying. But I got a suspicion. Nobody was like, well, let's go to the president. Because guess what? When the president act up, who you go to, Brian?
Go to the next.
The board of visitors. They're like, everybody got an answer to something. Unless you're running your own company. But then you might have to answer to the people. This is despicable. Y'all let this happen to these children. This is not, they're not going to forget it. Some of them may want, you know, get some mental, but being in that kind of like situation, some of them going to have struggled to trust any authority figure, especially if you was first, you know, you 18, you just now getting on your own, and this authority figure acting a fool like he was, apparently. I still put it on these adults that were cowardly lions, and they can say whatever reasons, and they didn't want to lose their jobs, or they didn't know what to do, or they were fearful that, and that if they said something, they wouldn't get another job because other coaches wouldn't want what is people call snitches, but that ain't snitches. Is when you are also committing a crime, and then you tell on somebody else. So this wouldn't be snitching. This would be whistleblowing, if we want to use the correct term. You should have been a whistleblower. To you who left the institution, coach, I don't know which coach it was, but you left. Did you call anybody and say, hey, here's the real thing that was going down? Nope. You left, moved on with your life. And then I don't know how they got that quote from you after whoever did this paper. But I don't want to hear from you either, because you was a coward too. Because you didn't, don't seem like, and if I'm wrong, forgive me. Maybe some of y'all did speak up and was unheard. But ain't no way all of y'all didn't couldn't rally, especially considering you talking about he was talking crazy to the strength and conditioning coach. Brian, what president ain't going to listen to all these adults saying this man is a bully?
Somebody somewhere would have listened to him.
His record wasn't good enough for them to want to have this. It's one thing if you Geno, that's a different kind of power. He ain't no Geno.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do moving forward. I do know this. I'm surprised that they were able to actually pull in some recruits here in the early period. I noticed they got a bunch of commitments from some recruits. So I don't know what that means. They may be going forward with Kelly Ray Finley, who was named interim. I'm gonna see if maybe they're going to remove the interim tag from her. So we'll have to watch.
I don't know. She was part of the problem, too, because she was there the whole time, apparently.
So this is
if you get to move into interim, you at least you the longest standing. It seemed to me they don't move just a new coach into interim. It seemed highly unlikely. They would just do a whole hiring search. So you was there, and you could tell me how you was stressed out and you didn't know what to do, and you was being bullied like all the coach. Because one part of the article said he was hollering, screaming at the coaches too, but I'm too grown. Hey, we can't be screaming at me too many times. I can find another job. I'm educated. I know what I'm doing. Like, what? No, that ain't what we going to be doing.
So,
oh, I just stayed for the kids because I was trying to protect them. How you protecting them and you not getting this man out of here? He had, what, 4 years, 5 years of destroying people, confidence and mental health? I'm sure he was telling people they couldn't play. I just suspect like this is the kind of guy to be like, you can't play anyway. You think you good enough to do such and such and such?
Listeners, the T has done a great job of putting it all out there, but there are so many articles on this just since she and I were talking about it the other day.
Lord, I ain't saying no more. Let me
It's USA Today has an article that, I mean, it's just so many different outlets that have taken on this story and gotten people's comments, and you know, the hearing from the parents of the children is awful, because you know, if you're a parent out there, you know what they're going through, knowing that their kids are going through something and not
right. Being and then, I don't really want to blame the parents, because on right. one level, you're trying to give them their autonomy as new young adults, they're your right. children. But at some point, if you see, you talking about your child is a shell of themselves, you got to intervene and let them be mad at you. Eventually, they'll understand, like, okay, you did the right thing, even though at the time, I didn't want you to help me. Yeah, because again, one of the articles said something about somebody being suicidal. If one of these kids killed themselves, now all y'all got to live with it. And it's the program got to stay. And it's less about the program I could care, just in general women's basketball, because this liable to be happening somewhere else and ain't nobody saying something. Y'all need to get you some courage and speak up. Because even if they ain't throwing basketball at people, you should not be mentally abused because you're trying to be a athlete.
Right.
Well, and it ain't called tough love and touch. Yeah, no, that ain't what that's called. That's called being a bully and probably harassment. But Brian, if anybody know the answer to this, because nobody's seen, even people in the basketball world, maybe we should talk to our context a little closer, but you got more touch points than I do. Where do student athletes go? Because I don't know that any of them even went to the athletic director.
Right.
Did any of those articles you read say that?
No, I didn't see anything like that. I know in the situations like the, you know, with teams that I've been a part of, I know players have done things in their senior outgoing meetings with the administration, or you know, and have said
that's
things.
Not helpful when you leave and then right. you've been dealing that, with that a whole season or two or three. But
yeah, something that you feel is worthy of saying, you're saying on the way out. That don't, I mean, come on.
Yeah, so do you go to the athletic director? Because that's really who hired the person and the president. But
right.
tech, like with women's basketball, that's more, the president probably more involved with like the football coach, the men's basketball coach. They probably not, unless you got a big program like Gino or Pat, when she rest in peace. But yeah.
They got SWAs at these places, so.
Even them. Yeah, go to somebody up the chain. And again, I don't know if any of these other articles that state that a coach did do this, but if they did, how did he get an extension? No, I don't think anybody was telling. And what happens when people don't talk? You get a Larry Nessler, I think that's his name, that's sexual assaulting all these people.
Right,
for years and years and years, because won't nobody open their mouth.
Yeah, Nassar. Mm-hmm.
And all these kids keep telling y'all, and again, they think they grown. Adult, real grown people know that at 21, I was still, I ain't know enough. They don't know enough. They need, that's why they need coaches. Somebody that know to intervene. And I'm hot because it happened in general and because it happened in Gainesville, Florida. Go Gators. Anyway.
Well, if anything else comes of these allegations, if things come up, we'll talk more about it when that happens. Yeah, just a sad situation that you don't ever want to see anywhere.
Get some courage, people. I just don't understand it. It just burns my biscuits.
I loved it. I loved that.
Like that. Where did I get that saying from? I don't know where I got it. Burn my biscuit. But it burns my biscuit. Well, burn my house and steal my car. I can't.
Oh, my. actually, I guess we can stay right here with women's basketball. Go to our next topic. NCAA is going to use March Madness, the branding of March Madness, for to market Division I women's basketball tournament starting in 2022.
Brian, why did I just
know,
thought I, that was already a thing.
I
was like, oh,
I know
this is new. Like, I didn't, that ain't been happening. Where
no,
have I been?
It has not. And
I guess I've been on a rock.
Let me pull up my email real quick.
Well, you want to hear my new saying? Well, this, and I'm going to just say it, and I want anybody that would like to use it, just when you don't know what to say, just say this. Just because a dog have puppies in the freezer, don't make them popsicles.
Oh, my God.
Brian, when you don't know what to say, that's what you say. I made that up myself on my way to work yesterday. And Brian, if anybody looked in the car, they would have thought I was listening to like a comedy set. I was rolling.
You was laughing. You had yourself a good tickle.
To work. Yes. Laughing at my saying. Do you need me to repeat it if you need to use it?
Come on.
Just because a dog had puppies in the freezer don't make them popsicles.
I can't.
Oh.
Well, obviously.
Okay, March Madness. Go ahead.
Sorry. Obviously, the reason that this is news is because, obviously, it hadn't been done. It's been done for the men's tournament for years. It hasn't been with the women's tournament. This, obviously, they're trying to make things good off of last year when they got so much bad press by how the women's tournament was different was treated differently from the men's.
Well, what's on the floor? Now I gotta Google to see what's on the floor when they playing.
Go ahead. I don't know exactly what it said. I can't remember. But this is my question on how. I mean, if you read the press release on the third, literally the third stanza.
They just call it Women's NCAA Championship. Uh-huh. Oh, that just went right over my head. Go ahead.
It's one of them things that you didn't see. You just thought that it said, you know, whatever.
Well, my brain just made it. Uh-huh. I just knew it was March Madness. So, it just, Lord, y'all need to be sure. Go ahead, Brian.
In the third stanza of the press release, it says details of how the March Madness brand will be incorporated into Division I women's basketball tournament are still being developed. Okay, why did you come out with this if you have no plan?
Okay, so, just because the dog have puppies in the freezer don't make them popsicles.
you seemingly have no plan. And I know a lot of it is because I think CBS pretty much owns the branding rights to March Madness. Because of them having the men's tournament, so yeah.
Well, the Final Four thing is on the floor. I guess maybe I just been like, oh, that Final Four thing now and everything good.
Yeah.
Because I think I don't pay too much attention to them regular games because they played in other people's gyms. Okay.
Well, interesting. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to work out. I hope it does work out because
I don't think it's gonna matter. Again,
well, anything that
puppies in the freezer ain't popsicles. So just putting a name on this, I don't know. Putting a name on March Madness is gonna change anything.
I mean, if it does wind up helping it, I'm here for it because anything that helps elevate the women's tournament. I'm still a big proponent of them using Debbie Antonelli's brainchild of doing a Sweet 16 in one. Location. For, yeah. And her thing is being Sweet 16 to Vegas because that's just how she's pushing it. But really and truthfully, what in her bigger picture, she would love the Sweet 16 for everybody to be in one central location all the way to the Final Four. So, you know, if the Final Four is in, I think it's in Minnesota this year, from Sweet 16 on would be in Minnesota. That way, you, me, you say we're just Joe fan and Joanna fan, and we're sitting here and we trying to figure out, you know, we want to go to the game, but we don't know what region they're gonna be in till March gets here. So if you do one central location of Sweet 16 all the way to Final Four, you and I could get.
That's nice, but what about the person that'll say, well, if it's closer to me. If this spread out, I might can go to a different game, but I'm not going to be able to make it to Las Vegas.
Well, I'm just talking about the people who are trying to plan ahead, and they will be able to plan ahead then.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying, I'm just being the contrarian. Like, but what about the people that are saying, well, with it spread out, more people might can come because it might be closer to you?
Yeah, I get that, but. I don't know.
I just want to see what this whole March Madness thing, what they think that's going to make something happen. I'm really confused by putting a label on it. Converse, still Converse, even though Nike own it. I don't know how many people know that. So
with the March Madness branding, I worry that people are associated still with the men's tournament. And they won't give the women's tournament any kind of due, you know, any kind of... props for using it out.
Look, I don't learn long ago being a woman and being black. Like, people, it's about money. Why, like, and I know people probably know this, but it's about money. If women were generating the kind of money men would, they would be doing more. And I ain't saying it's right, but that's what it is. And I mean, I don't really have no big expectations for them making these changes. I know I just don't see how this March Madness label is going to make a change if they don't make sure they advertise and they're running commercials and doing everything to make sure people know it's on and to try to create some excitement about it. Because just throwing a label on the court, yeah, that's nothing. Because as you see, I'm not the only one in the world that ain't paid no attention that it wasn't called March Madness. I just feel that in my jealous.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say a whole lot of good at this point when the first press release about it.
Right, and they don't even know what they're going to do. Come on, have any details, get out of here.
All right, well.
I know they won't have no more 5-pound weights over there on the side in the rack. I hope they learn from that.
Moving right along, we'll head on to the Pro League, WNBA playoffs. Still rolling along, still having some. I mean, just I don't remember a playoffs. And I've been watching WNBA since 1997. I don't remember an actual playoffs where every game has been so just entertaining. And I mean, the Chicago and Connecticut had gone went to double overtime the other night.
Well, are they doing a good job advertising? Because I don't watch enough TV to know.
That's one thing that they could be so much better at. I mean, ESPN.
I felt like it.
ESPN is not, you know, it really doesn't advertise.
Let's call out who it is. Disney. Okay, thank you. Go ahead. We're going to give it to who it on. Disney, do better. We know y'all know how to make things to advertise stuff. Y'all advertise too many movies and everything else. Do better.
And here's where once again, you know, it's a money thing, you know, when it comes down to me making this comparison, but if LeBron and them are fixing to play, say they're going to play tonight, and the NBA season was in full swing, they're about to play tonight, you will see a LeBron James, a LA Lakers playing the Brooklyn Nets, whoever they're playing tonight. You will see that commercial 15 times within an hour, 15, 20 times in a, you know, 30-minute, 45-minute time frame. I watch ESPN pretty much all day long at some point. I really rarely see a WNBA playoff commercial.
See, that's so, just dumb.
Miraculously, their TV viewership is up. It was up 60% last year, and it's up 48% just from
maybe the commercials they run them by region. And so just because you where you located.
Maybe.
Where I'm located, I don't see them.
But, yeah,
I never know. I didn't even know it was the playoffs. Go ahead.
They're up another 48% on TV viewership this year from the 60% they came up last year. So, I mean, the viewership is growing. So that's a good thing, but I just wish they would do a little better marketing. But I know they do a lot of social media marketing because I see ads pop up on Twitter and Facebook and things like that for WNBA all the time.
But guess what? You got to be following to see that. And the people that's following already going to the game and looking for games. If you're trying to get more people, you got to do something different.
This is one thing I
know you know this, but I'm just saying.
Right. This is one thing I didn't know. Because I guess in my mind, I just assumed somebody else had done it. I remember when Cheryl Swoops had the first triple-double in playoff history way back in, I think it was 99, 2000, somewhere around there. Courtney Vandersloot, the other night in the double overtime game, had the second triple-double in WNBA history with 12 points, 10 rebounds, 18 assists for the Chicago Sky. Chicago is, I'm telling you, I really truly, because the way they started the season with everybody hurt and, you know, the whole team wasn't together till basically after the Olympics, you could see on paper that this could happen, but I just felt like maybe Candace was past her prime, and, you know, things like that.
Don't be a hater, Brian.
When injuries happen. And they've been just rolling and continue to go on in this playoffs. And they beat Connecticut. And Connecticut is a juggernaut. I think they were number one overall seed. Jonquel Jones got named MVP. And she's a beast. 6'6". She had 26 and 11 the other night.
Well. They lose another game.
And Phoenix has been rolling since the opening rounds where they had the elimination games. They had an exciting game against New York, and then they went on and upset Seattle.
And they played tonight with the Sky and the Sun.
Almost upset Las Vegas Tuesday.
I know so you didn't say upset it.
I sure did. And look, as soon as they came out of my mouth, I went, oh, God.
I'm so sad.
I wanted to choke it back down, but I couldn't. Yeah, so well, Thursday, tonight. Game two. Sorry,
so
people. International podcast.
I'm surprised. I just find it's hard to believe that it's only two times that this don't happen. But they playoffs rounds are so short, I guess. But only two times? How long this league been going? It ain't no way.
24 years? 25, yes.
And only two people don't found their way to a triple-double in the playoffs? That don't sound right anyway. Okay.
Yeah, well, game two tonight.
I ain't saying that these stats wrong. They just seem be more people than to have done it than that.
Game two will be this evening. We got
8 o'clock
and the Sun Eastern. Playing 7 o'clock Central Time, or I guess 8 o'clock Eastern, and then Mercury and Aces will be after that. Both of them will be on ESPN2. So we're still rolling with.
Hold on, you know I'm be paying that much to WNBA. These Aces, is they thing like the spade, Ace of Spade logo? If it ain't this, I don't want to be no Ace, no other word. What
it's
they
like
logo?
I mean,
this girl just got Aces down inside her shirt on this, so I don't see the logo.
The logo is something like the little thing that you see on the.
It's like the spade.
On the playing cards. Mm-hmm.
Okay, phew. I was going to say, they ain't going to get it. Somebody didn't go that far.
Let's move on to the NBA.
Mm-mm, let's go back.
Oh.
Because you brought it to my attention that one of these teams couldn't play home because the Disney had something or somebody had to move their home game.
Yes, Phoenix. Disney on Ice coming into their home arena.
So who are we mad at? Not mad, upset. Who's to blame? Is it the event people for knowing that this is playoff time? And because you should just block that off just in case, right? You would think maybe, nah, not so much. Because Disney on Ice probably bringing in more money, so they didn't kill. Again, it's always about the money. Because that happened to us one time. I don't know if it was some concert in Florida.
Yes, Rod Stewart. Yes.
Had to go on the road to play, I think, Texas A&M.
It was.
Because of a concert. So this ain't new, people. Okay. Now we can move on.
In my mind, I feel like this has actually happened to the Phoenix Suns before. I was on the verge of happening at one time. And they wound up getting eliminated before it became a problem. I feel like I'm right about that. If it wasn't Phoenix, it was somebody else in the NBA. So I'm calling it Phoenix, and I'm thinking that the people there need to do a little better about planning.
Yeah, somebody fumbled.
Somebody has dropped the ball because Phoenix has always been a decent little fan base. So they've always had good crowds. So I feel like
When they called and said, because a lot of this stuff is like planned years out, but you know you got a basketball team. Just like the Lakers know when the Clippers, when the Oscars or whatever that is, and they have to go on the road because they know it's going to be award season. So y'all can plan that out. All right, go ahead.
This is very true. Yeah. Anyway, NBA. Big news coming out this week of if you're in a designated vaccinated, if you're in a mandated vaccinated area for the COVID-19 and you don't, or you're unvaccinated and you miss games for COVID COVID reasons, you will get no pay if you can't play. So that's really going to affect teams in New York and San Francisco area, which would be like Brooklyn, Knicks, and Golden State, as they are right now, it's a mandatory vaccinations in those areas.
But even people that go to their gym, it affects them more, but when the Lakers go to play, well, we all vaccinated. When the Wizards go play in Golden State or New York, Bradley Beal might not be playing.
Yep, and I mean, you have Andrew Wiggins with the Warriors, who is right now not wanting, you know, trying to get exemptions, medical exemptions to not get vaccinated. Kyrie Irving walking around with flat earthers, not wanting to be vaccinated.
It was some other guy too. I was like, y'all out here on the. If y'all Bradley gonna Beal. Let a shot,
I send you the clip of Bradley Beal.
Yeah, I saw that foolish.
Acting like,
and but I had heard him with the crazy before. I didn't even watch it because I was like, you are setting the Gators back. Most people probably don't even know he played for Florida.
You need to watch it just for the foolery because the way he spoke to that reporter, it was like he had a gotcha moment with him. It's like, I got you. I got you.
Reporters, the reporter should have been like, well, you know, the last I checked, nobody told you that the vaccine was 100% efficacious.
Right.
So when people keep saying, oh, but you can still get it. Well, yeah. We're trying to keep you out of the hospital. Trying to keep you from dying.
You can still, I mean, his whole point was you can still get it and you can still get it.
You can take the flu shot. You can still get it.
All right, you can still get it, but you still take that flu shot.
But people still take the flu shot.
Right.
And the flu shot is less efficacious than this shot. Because it's hit or miss. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so much. Well, all I can say is if you got money to burn, then just don't go to work on them days and sit and cheer, and you'll be talking about how you want to do something for your brothers and y'all going to war, which is, y'all should change that analogy because ain't none of y'all going to the war. And I've never been to war, but I don't watch enough and read enough and that you not going to war. So stop being, it's almost disrespectful to people that actually be fighting wars. I won't even say almost, it is disrespectful. But you want to stick by your brothers. And I understand wanting autonomy, I get it. And if you don't want to take it, just own it. Don't come up with all these reasons why I don't want to take it because I don't want nobody telling me what to do. Or I don't want to take it because I have hesitant. I don't. But all this, oh, I don't want to take it because somebody tracking me, Kyrie.
Uh-huh.
They tracking you by your phone, Kyrie. So you probably should go off the grid because there's not too many places that you can go that you're not going to find a camera somewhere.
Exactly.
Like, and if you watch that Snow movie, you'll know that they can turn your phone on if they wanted to. But they don't want us to know this kind of stuff because they want y'all to keep thinking y'all free so y'all can be out here talking about, well, this is America, I'm free. Yeah, not so much. But I'm going to step off of my, I don't want to get on my soapbox on that one. But yeah, that's just, it's some, at least 90% of them, which is good that, you know, that many of them, because that gives them a community immunity, quote unquote, for their groups. So most in generally, unless they out here wilding out after the games and going to parties and stuff like they tend to do when they come into different towns, they shouldn't have, you know, as many problems with people having to sit out and missing games or reschedule or whatever they was doing last time. I just know my Lakers. Plinko said by the time we started, it'd be everybody 100% vaccinated. So,
did you see the media day photos? LeBron back to skinny LeBron. He looking real.
He didn't look that much smaller than me. I thought they said he lost weight, but I was like, well, he don't. I mean, he's a huge man, so I guess. I guess. I just look forward to proving the haters wrong, and not just the haters of the Lakers, because I think this will be happening if a team of this maturity was assembled anywhere else too. Because I don't understand, Brian, 37, okay, it's old because he's been playing in the league for so long, but then y'all got the nerve to put people like Westbrook and Kent Bazemore, 32? That was, last I checked, people was like, that was part of your prime.
I mean, they considered Michael to be in his prime when he was 32.
Right. That's what I'm just like, okay, well, how they on the list? Because last I thought 32 was still in your prime.
They just wanted it to be.
So they just trying to be story. Messy. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. They want to be messy intentionally. And it's working because that always comes up. And I'm sure they're going to get tired of answering it. At some point, it's going to be like, yeah, let's move on from, we know how grown we are. And
exactly.
I don't have time.
You have anything I predict you'd like to talk about today?
Win it all.
You giving a Lakers prediction? Yep, look, we ain't even got to October yet. Look, we still got a couple more hours for October to get here.
Oh, yeah, like tomorrow. Lord's willing, we live. I just want to say, hold on. One, I want to say, just because a dog have puppies in the freezer, it don't make them biscuits. And since we talked about, I'm going to just do one today. Since we talked about what an ace team is? The Las Vegas Aces. Call a spade a spade. Brian, what is that? Was somebody spades and was like, I don't know if this is a call a spade a spade. He said it's a possible.
Yeah. I've been told that I play too many possibles, so I can't call a spade a spade, I guess.
Call a spade a spade. I don't even think I don't think this has anything to do with the card game, but I'm not sure. I could Google it, but I don't care to. I like to just speculate. Yep. But in honor of the Las Vegas Aces, call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I thought you was gonna say something. No, I'm good. We got some good movies coming out. 007 on deck. Batter Up. I think it's coming out next month. Uh-huh. I feel like I saw something. You weren't as excited about that as I am, huh? Because I don't see all of those.
Oh no, I'm definitely not on your level then, no.
Yeah, all of them. I can even go back to the. Well, I didn't see them live or anything, but the old. I think his name was Bronson or something.
Yeah, Bronson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I've seen all of those. One with Halle Berry in it. Did you see that one?
I did. Yeah. Of course.
They got to take the bar up now because this is the last one that Daniel Craig in, I think.
Yeah. Did you see his
Well, at least that's the main character. Huh?
He gave an emotional speech on his last day of filming.
No, I ain't been digging that dude.
Yeah, so I came across it on somewhere the other day. I was like, oh, that was nice. He gave it to the whole crew and everything because the last few movies it's been the same crew. So, yeah, I hope they give Lashana Lynch the mantle. To carry on.
Well, they allegedly. The funniest thing was one of the scenes. This ain't really no giveaway, but one of the scenes is. I think it released October the 8th. One of the scenes is she flying a jet, and somebody said, "I hope you know how to fly." And I laughed because of Captain Marvel.
Exactly.
I was like, "Yeah, she know how to fly." But then when it goes into some water, I'm like. Oh, this is a different kind of jet.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking forward to that. I feel like it was another movie that's coming out soon. Brian, I still ain't seen NBA LeBron's version of Jump.
Space Jam.
Yeah. That's on my list of things to do. But I got to see that. I did get the book. I did buy his book. We Are Family. You probably know this, but he I doubt if he really co-wrote this book, but it's a young lady on there, her name on the hills. And I was like, okay, I'm going to have to check this out because, you know, me and my niece read books. So that's what we're going to read this year. We Are Family.
Okay.
Lord, I hope we make it through it because it's 200 something pages. We made it through though. the Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. Have you read that? I feel like you told me that.
But you told me
get that for the babies and read it with the babies. It's a good book.
Okay.
I enjoyed it even the second time, and I knew what was gonna happen. Well, I knew everything was gonna happen, but I haven't got some of that stuff on his journey. But go ahead.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage comes out.
In
theaters tonight. Alex's main day will be tomorrow, but opening night is tonight.
You going to see it?
I ain't decided yet. I may wait.
You scared? Not of the pandemic. You should be scared of that, but I'm saying I don't like scary movies.
All right. I'm trying to. I may take my friend Martha. Look.
She probably need to get away.
I may take her.
Oh Lord, they got a dog. I got a text.
And the Eternals are coming out next month.
Oh yeah. And so it's about that time to have some runs.
Look, I'm about to make my co-host upset. They said it's longer than Infinity War.
I ain't gonna make it. If it's Endgame was the 3-hour one, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Infinity War was pretty long, too. And so they say this one is 2 hours and 36 minutes.
Well, I think that was probably Infinity War's length. But that 3 hours, I don't know, that extra 30 minutes had got me. I couldn't make it. It was kind of slow, too, in the Endgame. But the Arrow. What's his name?
Hawkeye
be out
in
a couple months. Well, yeah, not a couple, because we're about to hit October, so it should come out around November,
around
something.
December.
Christmas, yeah, December.
And in Christmas week, we get Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Yeah, so we about to have a good little run of movies. Obviously, I wasn't going to the, you know this anyway, movies before the pandemic, so that ain't going to change my life. But yeah, I'll find a way to see them. At some point, they'll still be new to me no matter when. And a lot of people, now that you know we are in the pandemic, are releasing the dual releases like on different platforms. So, you know, whoever they got their contract with.
Well, I believe that's gonna wrap us up here on this International Day of Podcasting 2021. Interesting. I'm gonna have to write this date down so we remember for years to come. But
it'll be time stamped on them. Don't worry, it'll be time stamped on them.
But as always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. If a dog have his puppies in the freezer, it don't make them popsicles, Davis.
That just make my stomach hurt. And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.